Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The Oklahoma native John Fulbright released his debut album in 2012 and was immediately lauded as a gifted new songwriter and performer. From the Ground Up was even nominated for a Grammy in the Best Americana category, and this song in the background, God Above, was featured in the film August, Osage County. The 26-year-old has just released a new album that showcases more of his original songwriting, but introduces a spare instrumental sound. John Fulbright joins us live in the Soundcheck studio at Our Piano to play When You're Here from his new album called Songs.
Ever changing, ever moving, ever finding, ever losing, every moment of our choosing bears a cost. And as for lonely, I can show you how to live a life alone. All it takes is getting used to getting lost. Well, some are lovers, some are leeches, some are flings on sandy beaches, some are silent till the chances are all gone. The Queen of Hearts dreams a lover from that cold, cold king above her, while the Joker makes his bed up all alone. But don't I feel like something when you're here? Don't I feel my lungs losing air? Well, don't I feel like I can show you I'm the one you can go to when you need another heartbeat? Don't I feel like something when you're here? And in my heart stands a scarecrow, and if he's hurt, he doesn't say so, and he chases everything he loves away. But at night, when it's colder, there's a bluebird on his shoulder, and he whispers that he'll hold her one bright day. And don't I feel something when you're here? Don't I feel my lungs losing air? Well, don't I feel like I can show you I'm the one you can go to when you need another heartbeat near? I feel like something when you're here.
That's John Fulbright, live in the Soundcheck studio with his song, When You're Here. John sings, plays the piano. He also plays the guitar, though he's sticking to the piano for us today. The new album is called Songs. It is out now. And John, I mentioned in introducing you that you're from Oklahoma. You're, in fact, from Okemah, Oklahoma, right?
That's right.
Which is, if people know that town, they know it because it's the birthplace of Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, that's right.
How big a deal is that back in Okemah? Are there, like, you know, is there a Woody Guthrie museum, or is everything, like, labeled Woody Guthrie?
Well, we have a festival now. Actually, I think it's starting today. That's a pretty big deal for Oklahoma, but I mean, it was a big deal in a negative way for years and years. Yeah, that Woody was. Okemah didn't really like Woody's politics too much.
So he was not the favorite son, is what you're saying?
Not at all. No, no.
Is it different now? Has it changed?
It's different. Well, no one's scared of. Well, I mean, I say that, but I mean, there's the kind of McCarthyism stuff has kind of died off enough, and you know, you're so far separated from what Woody was in that it's definitely tamed down quite a bit. I mean, there's still, I'm not saying it's disappeared,
right,
but it's tamed down quite a bit.
So growing up in Okemah, is there a kind of a thriving folk music scene? I mean, where do you as a young singer-songwriter go to play?
My bedroom. That's about all the scene there was for me. Playing music was a pretty lonely thing to do until that festival would roll to town, and then you know that Woody Fest, which is, it gets bigger and bigger every year. And I, I can remember maybe 7 years ago, or 8 years ago, I would go to that and play guitar and banjo with these other like-minded people once a year, and then. And the circus would pack up and roll away, and I would be sad, you know. I'd wait a whole year, and they'd come back. I'd learned a few more songs.
Well, now, Songs is, in fact, the name of this second record that you've done.
Well, it's the songs that have carried me through. You know, the idea of being a touring musician or even a recording musician, that like singing in tune and learning how to play an instrument and all that stuff, that wasn't as big of a deal to me as writing something that I thought was going to carry me through. I'm really bad at titles, for one, but I didn't want there to be any presupposed notion about what this record was going to be, especially after the pressure of that last one getting nominated for a Grammy, you know.
Well, but that last record had a very different sound. I mean, the songs on that record, as we heard in God Above, you know, you were plugged in, there was like a band kind of sound. This record is very close to what you're doing for us today, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not me. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I don't have any vision or goal, but I just write what I write, and then I would throw it all at the wall and see what sticks. And what the songs that are a little heavier than others, I kind of round all of them up and try to find a common thread between them. And for From the Ground Up, it was a lot of songs that I had written years ago that never got...
Said the 26-year-old.
songs I wrote when I was a teenager.
Really?
And, they never got the band treatment that I felt like they deserved because they were written with a band in mind. These songs, not so much. I'm really focusing on just the chord structure and the words. And after realizing that and looking at this batch of songs, I said, let's just call it Songs.
Yeah. So nothing tongue-in-cheek about the title at all?
It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, all right, okay.
It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Which instrument did you play first, the piano or the guitar?
I played the piano, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that was. I thought guitars were ridiculous until I was probably 13. Just because you have to string it and tune it, and,
right?
You know, only one hand actually plays chromatic.
It's funny how teenage boys sort of change their view of the guitar when they become teenage.
Right around
boys.
13, yeah, because you can't carry a piano around.
So, but it's all it's all piano for us today.
That's right.
The next song is called Jericho. Now, this is from that first album,
right?
From the Ground Up.
Right.
So, you know, is this like a recast version of the song?
You know, I kind of, when I write songs, not when I used to write songs, I would take a lot of pride in the fact that they could be switched from piano to guitar. That was a conscious effort, because you never know if you're going to be sitting at a piano and you don't have a guitar.
I would think the opposite would be more likely, that you'd be in a place that didn't have a piano and you have to rely on the guitar.
You never know. You never know. Some people have pianos sitting in their houses and you know, the guitar's miles and miles away and you want to play a certain song that you've written.
Okay. So this is one that could go either way.
That's right.
All right. You want to play it for us?
Yeah.
On the Steinway. John Fulbright is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio, and he is playing for us solo. This song is called Jericho.
Searching through this world, I wait on something to unfurl. Thinking back on toys and paper dolls. Now all I ever find are walls. Try to find myself out east. Maybe find comfort there at least. When I got there, all I found, somebody burned it to the ground. So let your trumpets blow, round the walls of Jericho, let your mighty voices sound, till the walls come tumbling down. I searched for days for you out west, and I was greeted like a guest, into the desert's open arms, finding not your childlike charm. If these thoughts I hold are true, well, I lay down my traveling shoes and let the vines grow over me and let the earth swallow my dreams. My trumpet blow round the walls of Jericho, let my mighty voice be heard, then speak. your other precious things. Outside your gate I will stand tall. As you cower behind your wall, look inside yourself to see where these walls appear to be. Let your soul step out to breathe. Swallow whole your dignity. And let your trumpet blow. Round the walls of Jericho. Let your mighty voices sound.
John Fulbright, very nicely done. One-man band here in our soundcheck studio. He's at the piano, playing the harmonica, and of course singing. The song is called Jericho, and that is from John's first record, the Grammy-nominated From the Ground Up. John Fulbright with me here on soundcheck. Jericho is not the only example of kind of biblical imagery on that first record.
Right.
I didn't find so much of that on the new record, on Songs. Was that a conscious decision or just a function of a second album and a different sound, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I don't write like that so much anymore. The biblical language, I grew up in that world, in that language. If you had something to say and you needed a good, strong way to say it, that's a pretty strong way to say it.
Yeah. But this album, a little more, it seems like the stories in the songs are more intimate and more personal than the kind of big biblical imagery might.
Yeah, it's a little more straightforward. You can get kind of mixed up in that biblical imagery. It's a very sharp tool that you maybe shouldn't overuse. People start to get confused if you use it too much.
Now, both with the last album and this album, people who've been reviewing the records have compared you to, among other people, Randy Newman. Was he someone you listened to growing up?
I mean, I couldn't shine Randy's shoes. It's not even. I don't even like that comparison. It makes me uncomfortable. You know, it's Randy. Not growing up, Randy's whole his style of writing has been. In the past couple of years has been a pretty huge influence on me. And, you know, piano players, we got to stick together.
Right. even if it's only to shine his shoes.
Yeah, I would.
The album is called Songs. It is the second, the latest from John Fulbright. It is out now. What happens next? You were on the road a long time after the first record. Is it likely to be the same thing now?
It's exactly the same. Yeah, back on the road. This one, I'm more solo touring this time, so I'm bouncing around like a pinball around the world for this one. It's a lot of work, but you know, I want to get this record out to as many ears as I can.
And it beats sitting in a cubicle at a computer.
I think it does. I don't know. I've never done it.
Well, John, it's been a real pleasure having you performing solo for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got a song you can play us out with?
That's right.
This one is called She Knows, and it, too, is from the new album Songs by John Fulbright, back at our piano on Soundcheck.
She knows a thing or two about me. She didn't learn in passing. She knows I'm scared of the dark. She knows I'll bleed on command. She knows I'll shut my mouth if she'll take my hand. And just how cruel I can be. She knows a thing or two about me. And she knows a thing or two about rain. She calls it holy water. It rained the day she was born. And oh, how her mama cried. The rain I felt with her, I swear, was electrified. She washes away my. She knows a thing or two about rain. Where could she go that I would not follow, leaving my sorrow behind? And she knows a thing or two about love. She learned long before me. The day is already done before it has begun. She's the only one that commands the sun, and with her I will be. She knows a thing or two about me. She knows a thing or two.